Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 22 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,879 on turnover of 4.8 billion NT. The market lost ground on Tuesday as the main board moved in consolidation mode for most of the session, as investors' sentiment turned cautious as they await the conclusion of the U.S. Federal Reserve's two-day policy-making meeting. The convener of the Legislative Foreign Affairs and National Defense Committee says its members will be traveling to Taiping Island in the South China Sea. According to KMT lawmaker Ma Wen-chun, the trip will be taking place on May 16th and is aimed at inspecting a new wharf, reviewing other ongoing maintenance projects, and getting a better understanding of the garrison's combat readiness. The announcement comes as KMT lawmakers are calling on President Tsai Ing-wen to travel to Taiping Island as a sign of support for Taiwan's sovereignty over the island. The Coast Guard Administration and the Ministry of National Defense earlier this week held a ceremony marking the opening of the new wharf on Taiping Island. The 2024 Smart City Summit and Expo and the 2050 Net Zero City Expo are underway this week in Taipei. According to the Taipei Computer Association, the two events are welcoming some 495 city heads and city administrators from 112 cities in 46 countries and over 1,697 international professional buyers. Association Chairman Paul Pong says the two expositions have been held together since last year and involve enterprises and government departments sharing how 5G and artificial intelligence of things have been applied to building smarter and cleaner cities. The Smart City Expo will also be taking place in Kaohsiung tomorrow. In international news, the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed a controversial immigration law in Texas to come into effect. Senate Bill 4 gives police the power to detain people suspected of crossing the border illegally. The Biden administration has tried to block the legislation. William Denzel reports from Austin, Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott hailed the court's 6-3 decision as a clearly positive development. SB 4 grants state law enforcement the power to detain, jail, and ultimately deport people suspected of crossing the border illegally. Critics of the measure say it will lead to racial profiling. The White House says SB 4 is unconstitutional, harmful, and will sow chaos and confusion. The long-term fate of SB 4 remains unclear. Legal battles will continue, and the court could still block it down the line. But for now, it has the green light to take effect. William Denslow, Austin, Texas.
The UN Weather Agency is sounding a red alert about global warming. The World Meteorological Organization, in its State of the Global Climate report, ratcheted up concerns that the world may not be able to limit planetary warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial times. The report finds that in 2023, over 90% of ocean waters experienced heatwave conditions at least once. Glaciers monitored since 1950 lost the most ice on record. Antarctic sea ice retreated to its lowest level ever. But the UN agency also acknowledged a glimmer of hope, saying renewable energy generation capacity from wind, solar, and water power rose nearly 50% from 2022. The report comes as climate experts and government ministers are to gather in the Danish capital on Thursday and Friday to press for greater climate action, including increased national commitments to fight global warming. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.